Okay, so that what we saw last time, up to all the four Charvakas views.
127.
Yeah. Clear up to there? The succeeding views negate the preceding views. We started with child is Atma. Though no one says that, people behave like that. From there it started. That the your roles are taken for yourself, that in that sense. Okay. Then the next one was Deheva Atma. That negates the roles. Then you said Pranayeva Atma, that negates that, Manayeva Atma. So each succeeding viewpoint negates the previous one. But in all of them, as far as the Charvaka is concerned, the basic philosophy holds. Kao piyo maja karo. That's the basic philosophy. Yeah. Itna magaj mari kyun karna hai, that type of thing. Yeah. Enjoy life. That's all that is there in Charvaka philosophy. Now, after this, he is handling about 4 or 5 main schools of thought. Okay. I may add 1 or 2 more to this so that people get a bigger picture. Okay. He is taking the next one school of Buddhism. Okay. Buddhism has got 2 major schools as far as the definition of the Atma is concerned. One is called Kshanika Vijnanavadin. The other is called Shunyavadin. Atma Kshanikam, momentary, is one viewpoint. The other viewpoint is Atma Shunyaha. Okay. We will see the 2 viewpoints and then I'll bring the 3rd view which also exists but not very popular. We'll see that. Baudhatu Anyontaratma Vijnanamayaha Ityadi Shrutehe Kartuhu Abhave Karnasya Shakti Abhavad Aham Karta Aham Bhokta Iti Anubhavacha Buddhi Atme Iti Vadati. Okay. Remember, here in all these, he is not doing the school of philosophy elaborately. It's only touching upon the definition of the Atma here. Bauddhahatu. He is quoting Taittiriya Shruti, Anyontra Atma Vijnanamayaha. This is a writer's quote. The Bauddha, the Buddhists, they don't bother about the Shastra. In fact, they negate the Shastra. I'm talking about the classical, traditional Buddhist who has got a philosophy behind it. I'm not talking of Neo-Buddhism. In Neo-Buddhism, there is no Buddhism, okay? There is no real philosophy behind it. Okay. That's a political movement. Neo-Buddhist was a political movement. Here we are talking about the classical Buddhists. Okay, Vijnanamayaha. Ityadi Shrutehe. And your experience. Kartuhu Abhave. If the doer I is not there, Karnasya Shakti Abhava. Where is the Shakti, the power of the mind? Karanam. Karna means mind and body. Mind and body has to be used by a person. No? That person is me, the Karta. Therefore, and Kartaham Bhoktaham iti Anabhavach. Previous one is the logic that without me, mind, body, etc. cannot function. Then you have an experience also. I am the Karta, I am the doer, I have done this. I am the Bhokta, I have enjoyed this. I have got a reward for all that I have done. Therefore, Karta Bhokta Atmeti. Now, in Kshanika Vijnanavada, a little bit elaboration on the idea of the of consciousness there. He accepts Atma Karteti. But what is the nature of that Karta? Very interesting. Because Karta is taken as Vijnanamayaha. Vijnanamaya is what? Some people are looking doubtful. You're thinking, your intellect, your reasoning power. All your reasoning is what? Nothing but thoughts. Therefore, they have an elaborate philosophy of around the Atma. The Atma is an illusion. The I, the sense of I is an illusion created by a series of thoughts. Based on the theory of Pratyabhijna. Now, what is Pratyabhijna? Do you recognize this book? The same book I had last class. No? So, this is the same book that I had last class. That type of thinking, that recognition, this is the same that you have seen before, is called Pratyabhijna. He says that Pratyabhijna, as far as the Atma is concerned, is also thought only. I was there before, I am there now. He says there, no, the I is nothing but a flow of thoughts. What we say for the mind, for the Vijnanamaya, they say for the Atma. It's also known as the Kshanika Vijnana school or the Yogacharya school. Yogacharya and Buddhism. Buddhism, okay? Kshanika Vijnana Vada. Therefore, there is, the I is nothing but an illusion. That's it. World is illusion anyway. Because.
So, I also is only just a flow of thoughts.
Exactly. Therefore, in Buddhism, the whole world is only a subjective reality. It follows the thing of subjectivism. That the whole thing is only a subjective reality. The world is nothing but your perceptions. Why? Because what is their chair? That's not chair, there's only plastic. PVC. Oh, correct. PVC. Correct or not? So it's only a perception. There's no reality, there's only perception. This is the Buddha stand. The Buddha stand is this. The followers of Buddha. Whether Buddha talked about it or not, we don't know. Because Buddha never talked about the Atma. Whenever he was asked about the Atma, he kept quiet. Now, Maunam, silence, can be interpreted anywhere. No? Ask your children, they'll tell you. Mom, can I go for that party? Mother is upset, keeps quiet. Didn't say no, I can go. A sensitive child, no, mother is not, I won't go. Opposite interpretation. Silence can be interpreted anyway. I don't know. Why, don't ask me why he kept silent. I don't know. Ask him. Probably he thought students are not yet up to the mark to this thing. Because he taught simple things. Eightfold path is what? Yuktahara, Yukta Vihara, Yukta Karma. Sixth chapter meditation. Develop a contemplative mind first. Uska baad atmaka dekhega. Probably. If I am giving benefit of doubt to Buddha and saying Buddha was a wise person. Correct or not? I ask you a question. If you don't know the answer, if you don't answer, I'll say you don't know. No? But I am giving benefit of doubt to Buddha. Why? Because all the great writers like Shankara, etc. have called him Sugataha, Sushtu Gatam Jnanam Yasya, whose Jnanam, Gatam meaning Jnanam is very beautiful. Tat agataha. Tat agataha is a name for Buddha. Tat agatam yena. Tat, the reality. Agatam, understood by whom. Therefore, I will say Buddha was a wise person. Then, his keeping quiet must have been for other reasons. How do I know? Otherwise, it will be like the story, you know. Very naughty. Two brothers. Very naughty. Off to mischief all the time. Parents were fed up. So, the local padri said, bring him to me. So the elder one was brought to the local padri. The padri said, I must try a new technique with him. You know? All old things have not worked. So looked at him straight. Where is God? Huh? I'm asking you, where is God? The kid got up from the chair and ran all the way back home. And then he's telling his younger brother, now we are really in trouble. Why? God is missing and they are blaming us for it. So, it's a problem. Who said that? Anything can be interpreted. Okay.
something can be interpreted.
Similarly here, Buddha kept silent. Silence is interpreted. When words can be interpreted, why not silence? You can put anything you want on it. Okay. Therefore, this is one view. We'll see that. Okay. He doesn't bother to answer it. Okay. You can answer it. Okay. You get it? Each thought is momentary, you say. Correct? That means what? One thought has come, gone. Another thought. Another thought. The thought that is there right now does not know the thought that has gone. Will not know the thought that is coming. Correct? Because one thought at a time. Then how does it know what has happened before and how does it pass it on to the thought that is going to come in the future? What is the connection between thoughts? What is the connection? Because obviously you are remembering a lot of things. Look at it. Go by your experience. You are remembering a lot of things. No? You remember what you had for breakfast. Ashkarta you will remember. Yesterday's you may not. But today what you had for breakfast you will remember. So that is past. No? So the thought that enjoyed the breakfast and the thought that is sitting in class is not the same. No? But the thought knows how. Unless there is something connecting up all the thoughts, there will be nothing like memory. Okay? Therefore, there is an answer to this. One answer. We will see. Okay. Then we come to, this has been answered by the next step, Mimamsaka schools. Again, in Mimamsaka, there are two schools. Basically, they are the same in terms of ritual, this, that, etc. is the same. But in terms of how you look at the self. One is called Prabhakara. The followers of Prabhakara is called Prabhakara. What do they say? Prabhakara. Tarkikautu. Anyontaratma. Anandamayaha. Ityadi Shrutehe. Buddhyadinam. Ajnane Laya Darshana. Aham Ajnaha, Aham Ajnani, Ityadi Anubhavacha, Ajnanam Atmeti Vadataha. The Prabhakara as well as the Tarkika. The Tarkika school, both of them now combined as Tarka and Nyaya Vaisheshika. The Tarkika school is Nyaya and Vaisheshika. Nyaya is pure logic. Vaisheshikas was the forerunner to science. Forerunner. I'm not saying it's scientific. Because we don't have any record of scientific experimentation and verification. We don't have that. Okay? We don't have those records. So I can't say it's scientific. Because no records available. Okay? They talked about the whole universe being made up of atoms and subatomic particles. Okay? And different materials having different molecules. All this much they talked about. Okay? Therefore, the difference between molecule and molecule, that's why they were called Visheshika. Because each is Visheshaha. Okay? They talked about nine padarthas, nine objects that are there. Okay, seven padarthas, nine gunas. All this they talked about. Later on, if you want, we can do a small text on Tarka called Tarka Sangraha, if you all want. Some of you have got a taste of it. Okay. And because you cannot have logic unless you have a structure. How are you going to use your logic? There must be some structure. Na? The structure was created by the Vaisheshika philosophy. It is a forerunner to the scientific paradigm of the world. Suppose to have come around 2000 BC. Okay. They conceived of the atom, etc. that time. Okay. Experimental verification not available now. records are not available. Okay. Therefore, these people say, hey, in deep sleep, what happens? Where is your ahankara? Where is your vijnanamaya kosha? It's all anandamaya. Anyantaratma, anandamaya, taitriya. Taitriya Upanishad. And buddhyadinam ajnane laya darshanat. Your buddhi, etc., is resolved in deep sleep, into pure ignorance. No? In deep sleep, what knowledge you have? Nothing. I don't know anything. Aham ajnaha, aham ajnani. Iti anubhava darshanat. This is your anubhava experience. Therefore, there is a shruti, there is a logic, yukti, and there is anubhava. All three. To show that ajnana atme iti vadataha. Therefore, that ignorant one there is Atma. Only Bhukta. This fits in with the Mimamsaka. This, why are you doing all those rituals, etc., etc., etc.? Kiske liye kar raha? You are karta, yes, but for what? So that you can enjoy things. Here, hereafter. Child, wealth, money, etc., here. Heaven, etc., hereafter. So, bhokta you are predominantly. You are actually a bhokta. Only bhokta. This little bit fits in with the Sankhya view also. It's another school of thought called the Sankhyas. Okay? That's why I'm bringing in some other schools also here a little bit so that it fits in. The Sankhya view is very close to Vedanta. If you misunderstand Vedanta, you will get Sankhya. Okay, if you misunderstand Vedanta, you will get Sankhya. Why? In Vedanta, okay, they make in Sankhya the difference between Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha is Atma. Prakriti is Maya. Okay? In Vedanta, Purusha is one, Atma is one. Prakriti manifests in various things. In Sankhya, ulta hai. Many Atmas, because that's your anubhava, many Atmas, one Prakriti, one Maya. Ulta. Maya does everything so that the Purusha, the Atma, can enjoy. Maya is karta, Purusha is bhokta. Aisa kabhi dekha hai? Do you enjoy things that you not done? The cook cooks, he is the karta, I am the bhokta. Correct or not? Logic hai isme. Logic hai. The cook is cooking, I am eating. He is the karta, I am the bhokta. Forget I have paid him, therefore kartrutvam comes in directly. Okay. This is the Sankhya. They say, then who creates? When Maya, Prakriti is in Samya Avastha, when Prakriti has got three gunas, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, when it is in all equal balance, Pralaya, no creation. When it gets disturbed, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, now those various combinations of Sattva, Rajas, Tamas create this whole creation. Simple, no? So the Vedantin questions the Sankhya and says, hey, a body at rest will continue at rest, or in motion will continue in motion, unless acted upon by external force, the law of inertia. We are aware of that, okay? We are aware of those things. Okay? Therefore, if your Prakriti is at rest, it will continue to be at rest. If it is in movement, creation has happened, it will continue to be in creation. So what is the external force? No, Sankhya doesn't have an answer to that. So you have Saishara Sankhya. Saishara Sankhya is yoga. Okay? Yoga is Saishara Sankhya. So yoga says, to your 24 realities, Sankhya has 24 realities. Okay? How many realities Vedanta has? Huh? One, yeah. Yeah, one. Vedanta is only one reality, okay? Yeah. Sankhya is 24. The yogi says, add one more. Ishvara. Ishvara Vishesha Purushaha. He's a special type of Purusha. That's the definition. Yoga Sutras. Yeah. Yoga says, Ishvara Vishesha Purusha. He's a Purusha, Bhokta, but Vishesham is special. What is his job? To Chavi Maro Prakriti. Hey, you have slept too long. Come on, get up, get up, get up. Then Prakriti gets up and does all the creation. Then, okay, now you relax up for some time. Okay. That external force is given by Ishvara. This is the Sankhya, Sai Ishvara Sankhya school, which more or less goes along with this. Okay, that's why, since it is similar, it's not the same. Since similar, there are a lot of differences also. I have brought it in here. Okay. This is being answered by the Bhatta. Kumarila Bhatta. Who is Kumarila Bhatta? You heard that name before.
He was a contemporary of
Shankaracharya. The guru of Mandana Mishra. The guru of Mandana Mishra. Okay. He was a person who actually went and studied Buddhism to negate Buddhism. To negate Buddhism. And they found out that he was a Mimamsaka, come to study to negate us. So they took him to the top of a cliff to throw him down. Okay. So he said, if the Veda is true, no harm will come to me. He threw him down. One eye was injured, nothing else happened to him. He was saved. He says, why is one eye injured? He says, because you said if. You doubted the Veda that much. She didn't have total this thing. Therefore, stories, okay? Don't ask me how true they are. They're all stories. Okay? These are all BC stories, okay? Before Christ stories, okay? More than 2000 year old stories these are. Anyway, Kumarila Bhatta was a great Mimamsaka. Okay. Shankara approaches him for a debate. And he finds Kumarila Bhatta sitting on a metal plate. Up to the neck, he's covered with rice husk. You know the husk of the rice? Paddy? And it has been set on fire. Now, husk takes a long time to catch fire. He says, why are you doing this? Shankara asks him. He says, because I had done Guru Droha. What Guru Droha have you done? I studied a whole discipline of knowledge from someone and then negated him. So for that Guru Droha, the only prayaschitta is this, that I have to do this. So Shankara says, I had come here hoping for a debate with you. He says, read me your Bhashya. So he reads him. The first chapter of the Bhashya he reads. He says, my eyes have opened up, he says. This is so clear. I can die a wise person. So Shankara says, why do you have to die? Now that your eyes have opened up, you don't have to do this prayaschitta. And he also says, a commentary of 10,000 verses can be written on this commentary. On the Brahma Sutra Bhashya that you have written, another commentary of 10,000 verses can be written on this. This got, there's so much of depth in it. To bring out that depth, 10,000 verses can be written. So Shankara says, I'll put out the fire right now. He says, no. All my life I lived like this, let me die like this. Go to my student and debate with him, Mandana Mishra. That's how Shankara comes to Mandana Mishra. And people think all debates are very serious. No. Shankara walks. He comes to this village. He has been told which village Mandana Mishra is. So now he wants to know the direction to Mandana Mishra's house. No? So in the river, some dhobans are washing clothes. So he asks a lady there, which is Mandana Mishra's house? He says, you go down that road, where you will find even the parrots talking about Swata Pramanam, Parata Pramanam, meaning debating whether Pramana is independent by itself or depends upon something else. What is it? Is it independent by itself or depends on something else? Sure? Okay. Each pramana has to stand independent. So when you find people debating this, that will be Mandana Mishra's house. The lady was informed. She is a dhoban, but she is informed. It doesn't depend on what you are doing, how well you know things, that is what is important. Or she may have been even more well informed than what we think. This is parrot-like, they are debating whether pramana is independent or not independent. Isn't it evident it is independent? There is no debate on this matter. It's parrot-like. Yeah, she could have been punning on the word parrots. Anyway, so Mandana Mishra, Shankara goes to Mandana Mishra's house. Mandana Mishra is just doing a yaga. So a sadhu walking in is considered apashagun. That's why when people invite me for weddings, I ask them, check up with your in-laws, this, that, everyone, whether they are okay about me coming in. Because I am not supposed to be a good woman. Sannyasi is not a good woman with a Vedic karma. Because it's all about negation of karma. No? See, kuto mundin, how come you are coming? You know, from where have you come? Kuto ha? Mundin meaning the shaven one. Kuto ha mundin. Shankara puns on that word. He says, agrima veva, he says. He says, only up to the neck. Kutaha meaning, how far have you shaved? It can be interpreted both ways. He says, only up to my neck, I have not shaved my body. So Mandana gets bugged. He says, pitaha. Pitaha means, have you drunk? He says, natu pitaha shvetaha. Toddy is not yellow, it is white in color. This is how the debate starts, okay? अपना जैसे ही चैंपियन लुकता है सबका पाव खींचने के. टू ग्रेट फिलोसोफर्स ऑफ देयर टाइम, टू ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट इन ईच फील्ड. दिस इज हाउ द डिबेट स्टार्ट्स. अदर होल डिबेट विद मी समवेयर. होल डिबेट है. एनीवे, दिस इज द गाय मंडन मिश्रा, हिज गुरु कुमारला भट्ट. देयरफॉर द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ भट्ट, ही सेज, भट्ट तू प्रज्ञानगण एव आनंदमय इत्यादि श्रुते सुषुप्त प्रकाश अप्रकाश सद्भावान् माम अहम न जानामि इत्यादि अनुभवाच्च अज्ञान उपहितं चैतन्यम आत्मेति वदति. प्रीवियसली आई थिंक अज्ञान आत्मा. Here he makes a difference. Bhataha. Bhataha meaning followers of Bhatta is Bhataha. Don't say Bhatta shoes, okay? That is different. This is different, okay? Bhataha. Prajnana ghana eva anandamayaha. It is not simple anandamayaha, but it is prajnana ghanam. There is consciousness and anandamaya mixed together. Consciousness and ajnana mixed together is the Atma. Like what? Ityadi Shruti. What is the logic? Sushuptau, in deep sleep. Prakasha at Prakasha Sadbhavana. There is both Prakasha and Aprakasha. Why? I did not know anything, correct? But in the morning, did you not get up and say, I slept? Therefore, you knew it, na? That much knowledge was there. Therefore, knowledge was also there, ignorance was also there. And Mam Aham Na Janami, do you not say that? I don't know myself. How can you say that? When you say I don't know myself, that means you know that I am there, no? At the same time you don't know what is there. Therefore, you are a mixture of consciousness and ignorance. You are a mixture of consciousness and ignorance. Therefore, Ajnana Upitam Chaitanyam Atmeti Vadataha. Therefore, what is Atma? Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam. It comes very close to Vedanta. But it is not Vedanta. Why? Vedanta is I am only consciousness. Ajnanam is an object of my awareness. Correct or not? Yeah. Ajnana Upahitam Chaitanyam is Jiva, not Atma. But for the Bhatta, the Jiva is important one. No? Why is Jiva is important? Ritualists, they have to go and enjoy life. No? अरे इतना रिचुअल किसके लिए किया? व्हाई डिड यू लिव अ लाइफ ऑफ डिसिप्लिन हियर? सर आई विल गो अप देयर एंड एंजॉय इवन बेटर बिगर एंजॉयमेंट. इधर खाली सिंगल माल्ट मिलता है, उधर सोमा मिलता है, बहुत फर्क है. हियर यू गेट मैक्सिमम मिल गेट ओनली सिंगल माल्ट, देयर यू विल गेट सोमा जूस. अरे क्या है डिफरेंट. Then, now this negates the previous one. This negates the previous one. Now, the second school of Buddhism comes into the picture. They are called the Shunyavadins. Okay? Let us look at what he is saying, then I'll elaborate that a bit. Aparo Baudaha Asadeva Idamagramasit Ityadi Shrutehe सुषुप्तौ सर्व अभावाद् अहम् सुषुप्तौ नासम् इति उत्थितस्य स्वभाव परामर्श विषय अनुभवाच्च शून्य आत्मेति वदति. द शून्यवादी बुद्धिज्म, दिस इज द मेन स्कूल ऑफ बुद्धिज्म एक्चुअली. And he says, Buddhist philosophy, you take this as the main one. Okay? He says what? Aparaha Buddha, Bauda, what is this? He's quoting the Shruti. The Shruti is quoted by the writer. The Buddhist doesn't bother about the Shruti. He negates the Shruti. That's why there are orthodox schools of Buddhist, of Indian philosophy. They are divided into, in English, according to orthodox and heterodox. What is the orthodox schools? They accept Veda. Tarkika, Sankhya, Yoga, Mimamsaka. All these accept the Veda. Buddhism, Jainism, etc. do not accept the Veda. Therefore, they are called unorthodox schools or heterodox schools. Okay? Whereas these accept the Veda. In traditional thing, they are called as the Astika and the Nastika schools. Astika, they accept the Veda. Nastika does not accept the Veda. Not accept God or something. They are called is a Veda. Astika means those who accept the Veda, Nastika do not accept the Veda.
No, nothing to do with God.
No, there's nothing to do with God. Because Prabhakara does not accept God.
Yeah.
It only accepts the Devatas, it doesn't accept God. Therefore, this quotation is by the writer, the Bauddha doesn't bother. Asadeva idamagram asit, Chandogya, there is one section mentioned. Okay, before all this, nothing was there. There is used in the sense of nothing, but not in terms of non-existence. He interprets it as non-existence. Ityadi shruti and sushuptav sarva abhavad, everything is absent in deep sleep. Therefore, aham sushuptav, in deep sleep, nasam iti. Can you say you are there in deep sleep? No. Therefore, uttitasya sabhava paramarsha vishya. You have to remember. Paramarsha has to be. What is paramarsha? Linga paramarsha and all, remember? Tarkika. Okay, paramarsha is recollection of certain logic, meaning a logical inference is called paramarsha. For the time being, just take it this much. By paramarsha, you mean a logical inference. So, in Vedanta, we say you remember you slept. You don't get up in the morning and make a logical conclusion. In this Shunyavada, they say you make a logical conclusion that you slept well. There's a huge difference between Vedanta and Buddhism. Anubhavaccha shunya atmeti vadati. Another one, another logic for it, simple. The shunyavadin as the vijnanavadin. Flow of thoughts make the atma, no? So in between two thoughts, what is there? Nothing. Where we say everything, they say nothing. Therefore, shunyoham iti atma. Atma shunyaha. That is why you meet any great Buddhist teacher, including the Dalai Lama or the Panchen Lama, anyone. I have met some great Buddhist teacher. And I always saluted them. And I also said, unto the Buddha, my prostrations. I deliberately say this. Unto the Buddha, my salutations. I say that. Because I treated them like the Buddha himself. And they'll all say, Naham Buddha. I am not Buddha yet. I am only a Bodhisattva. What is a Bodhisattva? An evolving Buddha. A Buddha in a previous lifetime is called a Bodhisattva. I see the Buddha himself in you. Why do you say you are a Bodhisattva? I have not experienced Aham Shunya. And in my mind I think, poor guy, in this lifetime he will not experience it. Why? Because I am something. I am not nothing. We are living in an existing world, not in a non-existing world. And the seer of an existing world has to be seen, has to be existing, not non-existing. Therefore, this lifetime, he will not experience Aham Shunya. Therefore, this lifetime is a Bodhisattva. Next lifetime, what will happen?
Another Bodhisattva.
Another Bodhisattva, exactly. Because again, that lifetime is not going to experience Aham Shunya. So, when will you experience Aham Shunya? Never. That's why there was a Buddha 2500 years ago. After that, there is no other Buddha. It's correct. That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah. Even in Samadhi, you will not experience I am nothing. Because you are there, no? Very much. You are there very much. So you can never experience aham nothing, aham shunya. You'll never experience it. Now, if you speak to the Zen masters and modern Buddhists, they will say, what you mean by Brahman is what we mean by shunya. This is nothing new. It's an old thing. Okay. When this Yogacharya and the Shunyavadin schools came up, there was a writer who is known by two names. One is Avaghosha, another is Ashwaghosha. Both are the same in person. Ashwaghosha. This man would come and study with the Vedanta Acharyas. Then he would go and study with the Buddhist Acharya. He would keep moving. He was the first person who tried to reconcile these differences. And he was the first person who said, what the Buddhists call as Shunya is nothing but what the Vedantins call as Brahman. That is why I coined this term to help the Buddhist Tai Chi practitioners, etc. That what the Buddhists mean by Shunya is nothing but non-conceptual reality. A reality which is not a concept. Nirgunam Brahman in other words. Then if you are saying Shunya is Brahman, we have no argument with you. Okay? Then you might as well use our language because it's much more precise. Shunya creates a wrong idea. Brahman creates an entirely different thing, understanding in your mind. Shunya creates a wrong concept because you have to experience nothingness. That's why they have Shunya meditation. In Shunya meditation, all that they are experiencing is absence of thoughts, absence of seer seen differences. That's all. How do you know? Because I have done that. That's all you are experiencing. Nothing else. How can you experience I am Shunya? You can't. No, because I am existence. I am pure existence. I am not Shunya. So look at it. Now each previous school has been negated by the succeeding school, isn't it? Each succeeding school has negated the preceding schools. Therefore, what are you left with now? Only Vedanta. This is called Arundhati Nyaya.
How are they defining Shunya?
There is nothingness.
Nothing.
Yeah. That's why if you look at the writings and look at implications, etc., then you will say non-conceptual reality. Then it is Vedanta only. Why do you want to keep yourself separate? Separate kya hai fir? Tu separate nahi hai. It's the same. You follow the Buddha. Like there are different, India has produced great masters. All of them had their own followers. What is different about it? It's all one thought, one Vedic thought, in that all these things have come up. No problems. Different thoughts can come up. That's why tolerance is natural for us, because different thoughts will come up. No? That's it. Tolerance is natural because of this. Right? Different thought, different teachers had different followers. All schools of thought, they are all Arundhati Nyayena, stepping stones to understand the truth. Where is your problem? You know what is Arundhati Nyaya? I said this long back. If you are going to a typical South Indian wedding, the South Indian wedding after the marriage is over. Now South Indian wedding usually takes place early morning. So by the time it's over, it's about 10 o'clock. Earliest will be 10. Because elaborate process, 3 ghanta to lagta hai. About 10 o'clock. Then you have what is known as Arundhati Darshanam. Now Arundhati is a small star next to Vasishta. This comes in the Saptarishi constellation. What you call is a great bear or the great dipper in English. So it has 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 stars. Then 5, 6, 7. That makes up the tail. These are the Saptarishi. I don't know how they say great bear. Great dipper I can understand because it looks like that. Like this thing. Kadai. No, kadachi. Or what do you call it? Kadachi. Okay. So the 6th star is Vasishta. And by the side of it, there's a tiny star called Arundhati. They're supposed to be husband and wife. He says, like how Vasishta and Arundhati were together for generations, they have been together. Similarly, may both of you to be together. So Arundhati Darshanam. Where? 10 o'clock in the morning. Paate na? Ama, paate. Did you see? Yeah, I saw. You have to say. Previously, in Vedic times, wedding was at Godhuli time. Godhuli time is when the cows come home. Okay? That's 7 o'clock in the evening. So you start the wedding at that time. So goes on out to about 8 o'clock, whatever. One muhurta. By that time, the Great Dipper is up. You can actually see Arundhati. Okay? This is how it was. But now by habit, you continue it. Achha. Symbolic anyway, so it's all right. It's all right. Everything is symbolic, so it's okay, fine. It's okay to nod your head at 10 o'clock in the morning and say, Ama, you saw it. It's okay. So, now look at it. How do you see Arundhati? Okay, this is a young couple. They don't know anything about astrology, astronomy, anything. Arundhati Rishi. Which is Arundhati? Do you see that big moon there? Ah, the moon I know. Yes, moon I know. Okay. Then, if you go to the right of that, depending on the season, do you see that big star there? Yes, that's the North Star, the Pole Star. Now, you look in straight line. Do you see those another 2 stars? Ah, there Arundhati. No. Count 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah. Step by. Okay. Then now come to the tail. 5th one. That is Arundhati. No. 6th one. That is Arundhati. No, that is Vasishta. By the side of it is a tiny one. That is Arundhati. So what are you doing? Step by step you are taking. No? From the known to what you want to see. Similarly here. From the known, Putreva Atma, Deheva Atma, etc. Taken step by step to Shunya Atma. After that, finally, Aham Atma. So, Arundhati Nyayena, all schools of thought can be accepted in India, not a problem. This was a Vedic view of life. No issue at all. No issue at all. Who said we are not inclusive? We are all inclusive. Okay, now he is talking about. Okay, let us see some of it at least, if not. Oh, okay. ఏతేషాం పుత్రాదీనాం అనాత్మత్వం ఉచ్యతే. నౌ హి సేస్ ఫ్రమ్ పుత్రాదీనాం టు శూన్య పర్యంతం అనాత్మత్వం ఉచ్యతే. వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద అనాత్మత్వం, నాట్ బీయింగ్ ఆత్మ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. హౌ? లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్. ఏతేహి అతి ప్రాకృతాది వాదిభి ఉక్తేషు శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాసేషు పూర్వపూర్వ ఉక్తి ఉక్త శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాసానాం ఉత్తరోత్తర శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాసేహి ఆత్మత్వ బాధర దర్శన పుత్రాదీనాం అనాత్మత్వం స్పష్టమేవ. ఏతేహి సేస్ బై దీస్ అతి ప్రాకృతిభి సేస్ ఓకే బై అబ్సల్యూట్లీ డల్ మైండ్స్ ఓకే ఎగ్దమ్ ప్రాకృత అన్సాఫిస్టికేటెడ్ మైండ్స్ ఓకే యా నాట్ రిఫైన్డ్ మైండ్స్ మైండ్ దట్ డోంట్ నో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఓకే అతి ప్రాకృతి వాదిభి బై దోస్ ఫిలాసఫర్స్ ఉక్తేషు వాట్ దే హావ్ సెడ్ శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ శృతి ఈజ్ అ శృతి కొటేషన్ యుక్తి ఈజ్ యువర్ లాజిక్ అనుభవ బట్ ఆభాస ఈజ్ సేస్ ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ కరెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఓన్లీ లుక్స్ లైక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ అన్ ఆభాస ఇట్ అప్యర్స్ లైక్ గ్రేట్ శృతి యువర్ కోటెడ్ బట్ యువర్ కోటెడ్ మిస్ కోటెడ్ ఇట్ గ్రేట్ లాజిక్ బట్ యువర్ లాజిక్ ఈస్ ఫెలేషియస్ అనుభవ యువర్ అనుభవ కెన్ బి ఇంటర్ప్రిటెడ్ డిఫరెంట్లీ ఆర్ అదర్ అనుభవాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ విచ్ కాంట్రడిక్ట్స్ దేర్ఫర్ ఆభాస ఈజ్ ఆభాసేషు పూర్వపూర్వ ఉక్తి శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాసాన ద శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాస దట్ ఈస్ బీన్ సెట్ బిఫోర్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ లెగేటెడ్ బై ఉత్తర శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాస ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ ద వన్ దర్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ లేటర్ హ్యావ్ నెగేటెడ్ ద వన్ దర్ హ్యావ్ గాన్ ఫార్వర్డ్ బిఫోర్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఈ సేస్ పుత్రాదీనాం అనాత్మత్వం స్పష్టం. ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు ఆర్గ్యూ అబౌట్ ఇట్ సేస్ ఫ్రమ్ పుత్ర టు శూన్య ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాస ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఈచ్ నెగేట్ ది అదర్ ఈచ్ నెగేట్ ది అదర్ వీ హ్యావ్ నో క్వారల్ విత్ ఎనీ వన్ అప్పుడు మారు మార్పీట్ కరిగి చూడలేదు ఆరామ్సే బయట తావు నెగేట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ట్రూ దట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ట్రూ సబ్ నెగేట్ హో గయా నా ఓన్లీ హ్యావ్ టు రివీల్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు సే నా ఓన్లీ హ్యావ్ టు రివీల్ వాట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఓకే వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఓకే కించ ప్రత్యగ్ అస్థూల అక్షుషు అప్రాణ అమన అకర్త చైతన్యం చిన్మాత్రం సదిత్యాది ప్రబల శృతి విరోధాద్ అస్య పుత్రాది శూన్యపర్యంతస్య జడస్య చైతన్య ఆభాసత్వేన ఘటాదివద్ అనిత్యత్వా అహం బ్రహ్మేతి విద్వద్ అనుభవ ప్రాబల్యాచ్చ తత్ శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాసానాం బాతిత్వాదపి పుత్రాది శూన్య పర్యంతం అఖిలం అనాత్మైవ. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు సే ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ కించ ప్రత్యగ్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఎస్ ప్రత్యేక ఆత్మ దేవర్ ఆల్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వన్ నెగేటెడ్ అట్ వన్ షాట్ అస్థూలం నాట్ గ్రాస్ దేవర్ కెనాట్ బి ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ ఎక్సెట్రా అచక్షు నాట్ ది ఐ ఎక్సెట్రా ఆ ప్రాణ నాట్ ప్రాణ ఎక్సెట్రా, ఆ మనహ నాట్ ద మైండ్ ఎక్సెట్రా, అకర్త దెఫో నాట్ కర్త భోక్త ఎక్సెట్రా. చైతన్య చిన్ మాత్రం, చైతన్యం బట్ చిన్ మాత్రం, దెఫోర్ నాట్ ఎ మిక్స్చర్, నాట్ శూన్య. సద్ ఇతి ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్, ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్, దెఫోర్ నాట్ శూన్య. ఇతి ప్రబల శృతి విరోధాత్, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ స్ట్రాంగ్ శృతీస్. వేర్ ఆర్ ద శృతీస్? విల్ కమ్ టు దాట్. ద యాక్చువల్ శృతీస్ వి విల్ సీ, ఈచ్ ఫర్ ఈచ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ శృతి, విల్ సీ దాట్ ప్రాబల్యాత్. ఇతి శృతి విరోధాత్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ అపోజ్ టు దిస్. పుత్రాది శూన్య పర్యంతం, ఫ్రమ్ ద చైల్డ్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ టు శూన్య, ఆల్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్స్ ఈ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్. జడస్య దేర్ ఆల్ జడం, ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ అవేర్నెస్ జడస్య. చైతన్య భాస్య, చైతన్య భాస్యత్వేన దేర్ ఆల్ ఇల్యూమిన్ బై మీ అవేర్నెస్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఘటాదివద్ అనిత్యత్వ, దేర్ ఆల్ అనిత్యం లైక్ అ పాట్, మీనింగ్ ఫైనైట్, మిథ్యా, డజంట్ రియలీ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, డజంట్ రియలీ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, ఓన్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియల్. ఘటాదివత్ అనిత్యత్వాద్ అహం బ్రహ్మేతి, ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇది అనుభవ ప్రాబల్యం, స్ట్రాంగ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అనుభవ, బట్ నాట్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. విద్వత్ అనుభవ, హియర్ యూ హ్ టు మేక్ దట్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ బికాస్ యూ కాన్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈస్ సేయింగ్ హ్యావింగ్ దట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ నా, ఐఎమ్ బాడీ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్, బట్ విద్వత్ అనుభవ ద వన్ హూ నోస్ ద వైస్ పర్సన్స్ అనుభవ ప్రాబల్యాచ్చ తర్ శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ ఆభాసానాం, ద శృతి యుక్తి అనుభవ అవభాసానం బాధితత్వాత్ ఇస్ నెగేటెడ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ పుత్రాది శూన్య పర్యంతం అనాత్మత్వం, అఖిలం అనాత్మేవ, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అనాత్మ. నా వడ్ ద శృతి, టర్న్ ద పేజ్, ఓకే, ద పేజ్, ద ప్రత్యేగాత్మ దట్ శృతి. హీ హెస్ గివన్ ఓన్లీ వన్ వర్డ్, ద రైటర్ హెస్ గివన్ ఓన్లీ వన్ వర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈచ్ కొటేషన్. లుక్ ఎట్ ద ప్రత్యేగ్, కశ్చిత్ ధీర ప్రత్యేక ఆత్మానమైక్షద్ ఆవృత చక్షు అమృతత్వం ఇచ్చన్ కశ్చిత్ ధీర, ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ కఠోపనిషద్, ఓకే. కశ్చిత్ ధీర సమ్ థింకింగ్ పర్సన్ ప్రత్యేక ఆత్మానమైక్షద్ డిజైరింగ్ టు నో ది ఇన్నర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆవృత చక్షు ఇట్ టర్న్స్ ఇస్ ఫోకస్ ఇన్సైడ్ అమృతత్వం ఇచ్చన్ డిజైరింగ్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ. దట్ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ నో ద ఆత్మ యూ గెయిన్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ. వాట్ ఇస్ ద ఆత్మ? ప్రత్యేక, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్. దే వర్ ఆల్ అవుట్ సైడ్ నెగేటెడ్ బై ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ దట్ హీ కోటెడ్ ప్రత్యేగ్ బిఫోర్ అస్థూలం, దట్ ప్రత్యేగ్ ఇన్ ద శృ దెన్ అస్థూలం ఇస్ ఇస్ వాట్ అస్థూల అమనో అహ్రస్వమ దీర్ఘం బృదాన్ని కుపడిషన్. ఆత్మ ఇస్ నైదర్ షార్ట్ నార్ లాంగ్ నార్ ఫ్యాట్ నార్ టాల్ నార్ షార్ట్, ఆల్ దిస్ నెగేట్స్ ఫిజికల్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్, దే ఫోర్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఇస్ నెగేటెడ్. అచక్షు శ్రోత్రం తద్ అపాని పాదం ఉండక ఉపనిషద్, దే ఫోర్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ది ఐ ఎక్సెట్రా. అక్షోత్రం ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ కోటెడ్ ద వర్డ్ అక్షోత్ర దేర్ ఇన్ ద మూలం, ఓకే. దెన్ అప్రాణోహ్య మనశుభ్రహ, ద ఆత్మాయి అప్రాణ, ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రాణ, ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ద మైండ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్యూర్. ఫర్ దిస్ ఈ కోటెడ్ ఓన్లీ అప్రాణ. అనంతశ్చాత్మ విశ్వరూపా హి అకర్త, అనంతశ్చాత్మ ఆత్మ ఇది అనంతం, నో లిమిట్స్, లిమిట్లెస్ ఆత్మ ఇట్ ఈస్. విశ్వరూప ద ఇన్ఫైనైట్ ఫామ్, therefore cannot be a karta because karta has to be finite, karta has to be finite, therefore cannot be a karta. Na cha asti veta mama chit sadaham, there is no veta for me, nobody objectifies me, I am the chit swarupah, nobody objectifies me, I am chit swarupah. Therefore this Kaivalya Upanishad, we have seen this in a camp, okay. చిన్ మాత్రోహం సదాశివ, అగైన్ కైలం కైవల్య ఉపనిషత్, చిన్ మాత్ర అయ్యాడు సార్ నా, చిన్ మాత్రోహం సదాశివ. సదేవ సౌమ్య విధమగ్రం ఆసీత్, యూ సర్ అసదేవ, సదేవ ఇస్ బిన్ కోటెడ్ మెనీ మోర్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ సెక్షన్. దేవో సదేవ సౌమ్య ఇదమగ్రం ఆసీత్, చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్. తత్ సత్యం స ఆత్మ, అగైన్ చాందోగ్య, సేమ్ సెక్షన్, ఓకే. ఏష ఆత్మా సర్వాంతర, దిస్ ఇస్ ఆత్మా, దిస్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ everyone, the core is atma. Then pranasya pranam utaha chakshusha chakshuhu utaha shrotrasya shrotram manaso ye mano viduhu. Pranasya prana, the prana of the prana, the eye of the eye, the ear of the ear, the mind of the mind, we have seen something similar in Upanishad, this is from Brihadaranyaka, but we have seen something similar in ಕೇನ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಯಥೋ ವಾಚೋ ನಿವೃತ್ತಂತೆ ಅಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಮನಸಾ ಸಹ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈ ಇಟ್ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಟ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಓವರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶೋಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಪ್ರಬಲ ಶ್ರುತಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಆತ್ಮ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಓಕೆ ನ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತೆ ಹೇ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತಾರಂ ವಿಜಾನೀಯ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ನೋವರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ನೋವರ್ ನೋವರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅನದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಅತ್ರ ಅಯಂ ಪುರುಷ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫರ್ಜೆಂಟ್ ನೋನ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಶ್ರುತೀಸ್ ಕೋಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮಿಸ್ ಕೋಟೇಷನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕೋಟಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸವಾಯೇಷ ಪುರುಷ ಅನ್ನರ ಸಮಯ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ದೆನ್ ಮನೋಮಯ ದೆನ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ದೆನ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ದೆನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಪುಚ್ಛಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಂ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಪುಚ್ಛಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಂ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಓಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ ಆನಂದ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಇಲ್ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಫೈಡ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಇಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೌ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಸೂಪರಸಮ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೌ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಈಚ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ನಾಕ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಪ್ರಬಲ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಇಸ್ ಕೋಟೆಡ್ ಯುಕ್ತಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಗಿವನ್ ಅನುಭವ ಇಸ್ ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಅನುಭವ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈಚ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಈಚ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ವ್ಯಾಲಿಡೇಟ್ ದ ಶ್ರುತಿ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವ್ಯಾಲಿಡೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಈಚ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ನೋ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಎನಫ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾಲಿಡೇಷನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ನೋ ಯುವರ್ ಐಸ್ ಸೀ ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ನೋ ದ ಶ್ರುತಿ ವರ್ಕ್ ಬೈ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ I have not yet known. Find it in the mind and learn again. It will work. Why should it not work? Are you sure it will work? Well, it has worked for me. It has worked. Every generation has had its teachers. That means it is working for thousands of years. It has been working. Why should it not work for you? You are not that special, okay? That it should not work for you. You are special enough for it to work for you. Yeah. Okay. Ataha. ತತ್ ಆಭಾಸಕಂ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶುದ್ಧ ಬುದ್ಧ ಮುಕ್ತ ಸತ್ಯ ಸ್ವಭಾವಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇಕ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಏವ ಆತ್ಮ ವಸ್ತು ಇತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ವಿದ್ವನ್ ಅನುಭವ ಅತಃ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಸೇಸ್ ತತ್ ಆಭಾಸಕಂ ತತ್ ಆಭಾಸಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ರಾಂಗ್ ನೋಷನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ನೋ from deha until shunya all these wrong notions are seen by which chaitanya you that awareness is lighting upon that abhasakam nitya shuddha the atma which is nitya shuddha always pure not contaminated by anything nitya buddha always of the nature of knowledge nitya mukta never was it bound you are not discovering oh moksha ho gaya now I am free I was never bound is the idea, is the understanding. Not I become free now. I was never bound. Nitya Buddha, Satya. Nitya Satyam, Satya Swabhavam. My nature is always of pure existence. Pratyek Chaitanyam Eva Atma Vastu. That Pratyek Chaitanyam, that awareness which lights up everything, that alone is the Atma Vastu. Iti Vedanta Vidvat Anubhava. This is Anubhava or the Vedanta Vidvans. Those are Vedantavid. Okay? They know this. That's true. With this ends Adhyaropa. The section on Adhyaropa has come.